Hello, Brisbane, and welcome back to another weekly Scoop of Sustainability, where we find out how local citizens can be part of the UN sustainability goal, sustainable consumption and production. My name is Dali, and in today's episode, we'll be diving deep into the topic of palm oil. Today, I'll be joined by Tracy Bailey, founder of a Brisbane-based company selling eco-friendly products. She is an activist for a safe and sustainable future, and for the past 5 years, I've been working with her and her company. So, Tracy, please tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm the founder of a business that I'm hugely passionate about called Biome Eco Stores. And I started Biome about 17 years ago because I really wanted to be part of the solution to the world's environmental problems.
Now, I'm sure many of our listeners have already heard about palm oil, but what exactly is it?
Palm oil actually comes from the fruit of a palm oil tree, a particular type of palm tree. It did actually first come from Africa, but it's now mostly grown in Southeast Asia, particularly in the beautiful, pristine rainforests of Indonesia and Malaysia.
The way we now harvest palm oil is far from the local, small-scale process it once was. While West Africa initially supplied England with palm, including the multi-billion dollar company Unilever, the increasing demand of this oil led to companies turning to other prospective places to establish plantations. What started as 4 seedlings being planted in Indonesian earth in 1948 has soon become the destruction of 17 million hectares of pristine rainforest to make way for a monoculture of oil palm across Southeast Asia. According to WWF, palm oil causes habitat loss for rare and endangered species. It is also causing air, soil, and water pollution through slash and burn practices in peatland, as well as runoff fertilizers and pesticides. Climate change is also being aggravated by palm oil plantations, as we're not only losing precious carbon sinks, but forest fires are releasing sequestered carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. As I dived deep into researching palm oil, I couldn't help but wonder, does anyone really know about this? Do the public even care about palm oil? I asked some of my friends about their awareness of palm oil and everyday practices.
I'm not very aware of my usage of palm oil.
I'm not aware of how much palm oil I use.
Absolutely not, unfortunately.
I'm not aware of my palm oil use in everyday practices.
I haven't thought much about palm oil before.
It's just something that kind of I know exists in the back of my head, but I haven't been bothered to research more about it.
The only product that I eat that I know for sure has palm oil in it is chocolate.
That it might be in chocolate, so I think I eat a lot of palm oil.
Thanks to years of working at Biome, I personally am aware of palm oil, but I'm often complacent about checking the ingredients list of a product, because how common can it be?
Unfortunately, the world discovered that the oil that comes out of this palm is incredibly versatile for making all sorts of products. And in fact, can you believe, palm is found in about 50% of the packaged products on supermarket shelves. Food, like chocolate, packaged food, biscuits, ice cream, through to personal care, shampoo, cosmetics, and cleaning products. It's just insane.
With millions of products containing palm oil, solving the issue of its environmental damage is not as simple as banning its use. But to understand the complexity of palm oil, let's imagine there was an international ban. What would happen? And who would be affected? Let's start at the beginning of the supply chain. When palm oil is 4 times more efficient than its next best competitor, sunflower oil, it's easy to see why it's been the choice of local and corporate producers. It's hard to imagine how we can replace the 70 million tons of palm oil produced every year worldwide. But if we were to ban the production of palm oil, many producers would face massive economic loss, including the Malaysian and Indonesian locals. The state of the rainforest and its inhabitants aren't secured either. The monoculture of palm oil plantations would likely just be replaced by another less efficient crop that would require far more land and resources to produce at the same volume of demand as palm oil. When palm oil already takes up 18 million hectares of land, an increased reliance on other oils will only encourage more land degradation as we try to meet the demands that palm oil once used to fulfill. What would happen to importers of palm oil? Many companies are so reliant on palm oil that it's almost impossible for it to be replaced in their products. Either companies will reformulate with more expensive alternatives and pass the cost of production onto citizens, resulting in a price increase across essentials and luxury items, or we'll see many of the products we rely upon disappoint or disappear. These are some of the many reasons why palm oil's environmental degradation is such a difficult problem to solve. With such a reliance on its production and consumption on a local and global scale, it's what many would consider a wicked problem. According to Horst and Weber, a wicked problem is an ongoing problem, with no set of solutions and many explanations to its cause. Economic, social, and environmental impacts are interwoven into the complex fabric of palm oil, and one impact can't be untangled without causing damage to other areas. During my interview with Tracy, she made a really good point about how palm oil's low costs play a massive role in palm oil's popularity.
It's just, hey, let's knock down, let's pay some corrupt money to the local government, seize this land off the locals, rip out all the forest, plant some palm oil, and that's super cheap to do. And now I'm going to sell it to Nestle to make chocolate.
While this might seem all doom and gloom, it could also be a radical opportunity for other businesses and production companies to innovate with new alternatives. In fact, one of these businesses is Biome EcoStores.
I call Biome a business for purpose, not profit.
Now, Biome EcoStores has created a local response to a global issue by taking corporate social responsibility and banning all palm oil in their products. Far from making it a greenwashing publicity stunt, environmental issues, especially palm oil, are close to Tracy's heart.
When I first started Biome in 2003, I actually had the idea for Biome about 6 years before that. And I actually visited the jungles in Kalimantan in Indonesia and went to an orangutan sanctuary there in Tanjung Puting National Park. And that's where I had this really incredible moving experience face to face with orangutans, and they're just so human-like but so vulnerable. So when I had this experience with, I guess, meeting the orangutans in the Indonesian jungle, I was really moved by it, and I did make a little silent promise to this orangutan that I would devote my career to trying to save their home, because I really felt that it was so hidden what was going on, and I needed to bring that news back into my circles.
Whether customers are aware or not, every purchase from Biome EcoStores is promoting a palm oil-free future. For many of their aware customers, it's an act of enlightened self-interest when they purchase at Biome. They're voting with their dollars and getting a great product out of it. But during the time I've worked at Biome, we've shifted from selling sustainable palm oil to abstaining from it altogether. Tracy had a lot to say about this.
What I learned is that actually it's sustainable palm oil is really a big rort. There's not actually sustainable palm oil, even though there are supposed certification schemes like the RSPO. There's so many problems.
The RSPO is one of the most well-known not-for-profits in the plight for sustainable palm oil. But in the past 14 years since its establishment, very little has been done to bring about real change to the way palm oil is produced. This is because of its open-to-interpretation policies, which Greenpeace goes as far as to describe as useful as a chocolate teapot.
So ultimately, after much deliberation and deep contemplation, I thought we just can't participate in this anymore. The only way we're going to change this is if we are prepared to really make that huge sacrifice and say no more palm oil at all, and try to prove that there is a way to offer these products, you know, the shampoo, the body care, the cosmetics, without using palm.
While no perfect solution exists, we as local citizens can reduce our palm oil consumption and support stores like Biome EcoStores. We can also take part in the conversation about palm oil and share why it's so important to reduce our world's reliance on it. Together, we can be a part of achieving sustainable production and consumption.
Just like Biome as a business can influence big business, I remind, like, individuals, use your voice in all of your circles through your friends and your family, and talk about these issues, and that's where your power comes from.
Thanks for listening in today, and stay tuned for another episode about sustainable production and consumption here at Scoop of Sustainability.